Hello and welcome to another edition of Inside the OUR, a production of the Office of Utilities Regulation. I am Gordon Brown. Coming up in this program, the Guaranteed Standards Scheme for JPS remains unchanged for now. In our Ask Rona segment, do I have to claim to get compensated for guaranteed standards breaches? Stay tuned for more after this break.
The OUR is here to regulate the operation.
Government.
If you want a light and power, your internet and phone.
Simi.
The OUR is here to keep utilities up to standard. So get to know your rights and your responsibilities. The OUR is here.
Right here.
To give you advice.
Every
the
time.
OUR is here. To get you to know your rights.
To regulate how the public utilities operate. Water, like phone and internet. The OUR, I keep them in check, yep.
Contact us at 888-CALL-OUR, the Office of Utilities Regulation. OUR, regulating utilities for the benefit of all.
Welcome back. It's now time for our Ask Rona segment. A utility consumer asked us, do I have to claim to get compensated for guaranteed standards breaches? Utility consumer, the answer is, it depends on the utility provider and the particular guaranteed standard. For JPS, only one guaranteed standard requires you to submit a claim to get compensation. For the NWC and small water utilities, there is a mix. Compensation will be paid automatically for some, while others do require you to submit a claim. Visit our website, our.org.gm, to download the guaranteed standards brochures for each utility provider. You will see which of the guaranteed standards attracts automatic compensation. The Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, in its determination notice on the 2019 to 2024 JPS tariff application, indicated that there would be no changes to the existing JPS guaranteed standards scheme. OUR reviewed JPS's proposals, along with the comments received from stakeholders in relation to modifications to the guaranteed standards. However, during this financial year, the regulator will be conducting a comprehensive review and analysis of the guaranteed standards scheme. This in-depth assessment includes the guaranteed standards for JPS. Therefore, the OUR decided not to proceed with any changes to JPS's guaranteed standards until the review is completed. Compensation for a breach of the JPS guaranteed standards will continue unchanged pending the outcome of the comprehensive evaluation of guaranteed standards. OUR realizes that there are instances where some JPS guaranteed standards breaches are not corrected within the stipulated timeline and may last for an extended period. The delay in correcting a guaranteed standard breach results in continued inconvenience to the utility customer. As such, the requirement for compensation of up to 8 periods of non-compliance of a guaranteed standard breach has been retained. For clarity, where a breach of an individual JPS guaranteed standard is committed and is not remedied within the established timeline, then the appropriate compensation is to be paid for up to 8 periods for which the breach occurs. Learn more at our.org.gm.
The OUR is here to regulate on the public utilities.
Contact us at 888-CALL-OUR, the Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR.
And that brings us to the end of another edition of Inside the OUR, a production of the Office of Utilities Regulation, regulating utilities for the benefit of all. Don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube page and watch our informational videos. I am Gordon Brown. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition.